Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, hour number 3 on a Worship Wednesday. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Did you know that Discover Card wants everyone to feel special? So does the Odd Couple. And that's why with your Discover Card, you can access their customer service line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you have $0 fraud liability, which means you're never responsible for unauthorized purchases. You can learn more at Discover.com/credit card limitations do apply. All right, Rob, you were gone on Monday and Tuesday, forced to take some vacation days. Must be good if you can get it that way. Wow,
well, you know, I had too many comp days. I can't carry them over into 2024.
You should have just gave some to me.
No, you got plenty. You got plenty. But the last day I wanted to be off would have been Monday, considering what happened.
And what did happen was Shohei Ohtani signs a 10-year, $700 million deal.
And Chris, I do want to say
Los Angeles Dodgers.
Let me say this real quick. I know all over sports talk radio now, Chris, Ohtani's a topic, right? And conversation all over. If you listen to the Odd Couple of the last few years, this is not new to us. We've been talking about Ohtani for for 3 years, Chris, right? This is not new and some topic we're just picking up because it's so you can't ignore it anymore. Right. We've talked about him.
Absolutely.
And you guys have responded. Last year, ask Rob G, the number 2 rated, Chris, download last year was the conversation about Ohtani or Judge, who should be the MVP. That was our number 2. And we do all kinds of topics and all kinds of stuff. So I just wanted to put that out there. And I know on every station now and every show.
Stop shilling for baseball.
I can't help it.
It's just sad.
But we've been doing it for all. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
All right. So obviously this contract is very complicated. $680 million of it deferred. Let me say this quickly, Rob. I do think it, and baseball is really, I don't even know if that's legal right now in the NFL and NBA. But in baseball, it's not unheard of. You see this sometimes.
Bobby Bonilla got a deferred
payout. Everybody talks about that, right? Freddie Freeman contract, like $57 million was deferred. Mookie Betts deferred a little bit of his. I actually think, Rob, that I think that can be a good thing for athletes because, you know, a lot of these guys are young. They're young generally. All of them are generally speaking young. But, you know, you're 23 years old. You come into all this money. Sometimes you come from an impoverished background. Or even if you don't, I mean, I wouldn't have known what to do with all that money. And I grew up middle class. And so sometimes you may overspend or whatever because you're young. And I do think that it can be good for an athlete who's going to retire at age 35, you know, generally speaking, to have deferred, millions deferred, so that you're still getting a huge contract when you're done playing. I think some athletes could really benefit from that. We all know Allen Iverson's situation, Rob, where a lot of his Reebok money was deferred, and he didn't like it, and his mom, that's why they got rid of David Falk. But it worked out for him and is a benefit to him. So I don't have a problem with that. I'm just shocked at the amount, right? Like, that $680 million of $700 million deferred. And I know he doesn't need the money. He's got endorsement money galore, and obviously you can live nicely off $2 million a year if that's all you were getting. But that's what really was shocking to me, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, when the details come out, Chris, it is. For him to make only $2 million is just doesn't fit in, because now he's like the 17th highest paid player on the Dodgers roster, Chris. So they get a once-in-a-lifetime unicorn-type player.
Right.
And they're not paying any money for him. And
but
it throws
he does
off,
count, what, $46 million on the cap, so to speak?
Right, but there's no cap. You know what I mean? I mean,
right,
a threshold.
But there's a luxury tax and all that stuff.
Right, but still, it does take away, and this is where I think Shohei's got to be very careful. He should be a player that people are all into, look up to, admire, marvel at. I just saw a story in Forbes, Chris. The Dodgers season tickets doubled.
Oh, yeah.
After they signed Ohtani. Double season tickets. Doubled. So now, by Ohtani doing this, it looks like he's LeBron James too. He's building a super team. He's doing it against the different way that people have done it.
They're already going after. Yeah,
Yamamoto, right? They're trying to get the other pitcher, right? Who's a stud? And my point
is now there's reports that they could get
a trade, right? They could get a trade tomorrow, and only. It won't hurt them because Ohtani's not taking that much money.
Because they already had a great team anyway.
They won 100 games the last 2 years. Right. What are they going to win, 120? and what I'm saying is he's now going to turn himself from this baseball hero unicorn who we can't get enough of into the villain. He's going to the building a super team where the Dodgers now, because of the way he structured his contract, and he doesn't have to have all the money, and the Dodgers could financially, Chris, even though it counts, financially do it now and go out and get two or three starting pitchers to go with Ohtani. Ohtani, Chris, if they pull this off and they do what they seem that they're going to do, should be villain number one in Major League Baseball. Because this is how LeBron was vilified in doing something very similar, in that he altered the structure of putting teams together. And this is very different for a star player in baseball to take such a – Chris, you said it. It's not that some of the money's deferred. 680 of the 70 is deferred.
97% or something
like that is like unheard of. That's unheard of.
Okay, look, I agree with you, and Rob G can attest, right? When we were talking before the show about the topics, I mentioned to him, without knowing your view, it's like a super team. Like, he's putting together a super team. So I totally agree with you on that. Where I disagree with you, and I would think you'll like this, but where I disagree with you, Rob, is that baseball is just so different. I don't think he can be a villain because, Rob, they could have the 9 best, or let's say the 8 best position players in baseball, and 3 of the top 4 pitchers, you know, from last year, and still not win it. Like, baseball, you just cannot guarantee. I mean, heck, we know that the team in Anaheim, but for the injuries, I mean, you had Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, arguably the 2 best players, or 2 of the top 3 or 4 best players in baseball. And you didn't even make the playoffs. Look at San Diego. Look at all their talent. They didn't make the playoffs. Like, you have – I just think in baseball – now, I do think Rob Ohtani will definitely win at a World Series with the Dodgers. Can I Can I say with certainty he's going to win multiple? I hope so, but I can't say that. I do think baseball is so different that should, to me, protect him from the villain perception.
Okay, that's fair. That's a fair point in the way baseball goes. But it could be like the people looked at the Yankees, the evil empire, Chris. They won. They had the high payroll. Right. They had the players. They won 3 out of 4.
And they didn't even have, they were homegrown a lot of guys.
Right. Those guys were homegrown. Andy Pettit, yep. Mariano Rivera, Jorge Posada, Derek Jeter, Bernie Williams. Yep. Those were all Yankee farmhands that all developed into stars. But still, then they added other pieces, Chris, and they were the evil empire, and if Ohtani does this and it works for the Dodgers, that's where I think he becomes a villain, because the other teams will be like, dude, this is unfair. Like, this is unfair because he altered the shift in the power structure in baseball, right, by going to the Dodgers and then giving them such a team-friendly contract that they were able to stockpile 2 other star pitchers to go along with him, and then they won 3 in a row. I'm just saying, and he won't be like they'll look at him as the villain.
Well, I think that's interesting, and you're right. It's funny. It's like if it doesn't work, obviously he won't be a villain. If it does work, he could be, but I would throw this out. If it does work, let's say they win, 3 of the next 5 championships, or maybe even more, than that. Three out of 4 years, or 3 in a row, or whatever. Do you think, would they be viewed as villains, or would it be kind of, Rob, what baseball's really been looking for? Like, I think there's a great argument to be made that they would actually capture the imagination of the nation. And we know baseball has been, these last few decades, people have said it's now a regional sport and all that. But with the greatest player in the game, who's so unique because he does, pitching and hitting, and then Mookie Betts and other superstars who are clear-cut Hall of Famers, and them winning championships, I actually think, Rob, that might just be what the doctor ordered for baseball, because who wouldn't love that? I mean, I think that's the type of thing that brings in casual fans. And again, because of the nature of the sport, I don't think it would be viewed like Golden State was when they had Kevin Durant. I think it might be like people just – it's like a traveling circus that everybody loves.
Yeah, no, I get that. And that was the Heatles, right? Like, they were
they were viewed as villains.
Right. I'm just saying, but there was a circus going around. Everybody wanted to see them.
It helped them that they lost that first year.
Right. It did.
Said, okay, they're not, you know,
they're
what
not
I
mean? Gonna go, they're not gonna go to four and win four straight, and like LeBron, not two, not three, not four.
Right.
So it didn't happen the first year. It gave people like, okay, good. You know what I mean? To feel better about it.
Yeah.
But had they won right off the bat, Chris, it might have been a
They would have been hated probably throughout the tenure.
Exactly, and that's what I think could happen with the Dodgers. If they're able to get 2 more pitchers, if they're able to do that, it could be an incredible thing.
I don't know. I mean, you're obviously not grinding necessarily like you used to, but have you talked to people in baseball, around baseball? Like, is there a feeling, a negative feeling about the contract and what it could allow the Dodgers to do or not?
I mean, there are people who don't like it in baseball, because is this going to start some sort of new trend? Is this going to put pressure on other players, Chris, not to take their money up front?
Thing, right.
Yep. Like a team, are you trying to win? Look at Ohtani.
Yep.
He wanted to win. He's the best player, and he's not even taking any money. You got endorsement money to live on. You got plenty of money coming in. Like, they start counting your pocketbook.
Right. Right. No, that part is true. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on Shohei Ohtani and the $700 million. Will they be him and the Dodgers? They are clearly in position to build a super team. Heck, you can argue they already are a super team. Do you think they'll be viewed as villains, a la the Heatles or even Golden State with Durant? Or will it be a great thing for baseball? And maybe just what America's former pastime needs to capture the imagination of the entire country. Your thoughts next on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo, this is even worse, man. Who is that? I thought DMX and the Yin Yang twins were bad. Is that Busta Rhymes?
No, I gave you another Yin Yang. You didn't like the other one.
That's the Yin Yang? That one sounds worse than the first one.
Whoa!
Come on, man. He's scaring kids. All right, we are live from the TireRack.com studios. Nah, you know what? Good for the Yin Yang twins.
Right?
If they in the Christmas mood, then I'm good with that.
They know that Christmas tunes are played all the time, Chris. They're trying to get paid. You'd be crazy
right.
not to do a
Every
Christmas
year,
album.
You're
I'm
right
dead
about
serious.
That. You're right about that. That's true.
You don't think Bing Crosby's trust?
You're right.
They still get for
right
White Christmas
that.
Or whatever, they yeah. get paid.
No, you know what's funny? I feel like Mariah Carey counts down the days till December, yep. like November 28th. She's
they play
struggling.
That song
she's just
a million
waiting.
Times, Chris. Don't.
But I feel like we the only station that plays the Yin Yang Twins on Christmas. But nah, I feel you. Y'all right. All right, test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100. And use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. 877-99 on Fox. Otani, the Dodgers, villains or maybe heroes down the line? What are your thoughts on this contract?
All right, let's go to Ken in Stockton, California. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ken?
Hey, Chris. Hey, Rob.
What's up, man?
How are you?
Okay, I'll just get this out there straight and to the point. I'm a Giants baseball guy. I wanted Ohtani. They offered him almost pretty close to the same amount of money, and he stayed in and went to the Dodgers. That makes him a villain because they're just they can't make a super team. Now more Yankees villains. Now we got the Dodger villains, and I'm out.
All right.
Nah, you know that's how they feel, San Francisco. I mean, look, for me, I would have went with the Dodgers, and I'm glad he did, but I get it. The Giants are a great franchise.
And you got to remember the Giants now, Chris, they offered Judge almost the same money
right.
that the Yankees
right.
offered him, and he's from Northern California. And yeah, now they point. Tried to get Ohtani, and they couldn't get him. Like, the Giants are the fifth biggest team as far as money-wise. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they're
right.
having trouble getting a star to go to San Francisco. Rafael in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, buddy?
My brothers. Yeah, I don't see Shohtani as going to be a villain whatsoever, or the Dodgers. I think in our society, you know, we applaud, we embrace winners. And sure, they got to take the diamond and win. But I think what he did, and you got to remember, the Asian community in Southern California, United States, and across the world, oh, they definitely ain't going to see him as no villain. I just think that he did the right thing in deferring the money, because I might be wrong, I might be assuming this, but I don't think he came from the hood. And, you know, I'm not trying to stereotype, but I do think that the Asian community are more frugal with their money. You know, he's not worried about bling and whips and things like that. But he does want to win.
I don't know. I'm sure he's got a very nice house and car, without even guessing.
And remember, he's got his money from the endorsements.
Right.
And exactly.
He's, you know, and, yeah.
And don't
he
you gonna, think
he's making $50 million from endorsements.
You think he got some money left over from the Angels? I mean, I'm just.
Oh yeah, no, nah, he. You are right. I mean, he's got so much money. Right, yeah, it's just he got more money. Than he knows what to do with. So yeah, I agree. He could have deferred the whole thing and lived lavishly.
Right.
But
he's making money.
It's
right.
still a shocking amount. I just never seen anything.
I've never seen anybody not get that much. You know, to give up that much early in a Brandon in Riverside. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, B?
Well, good, man. What's going on, guys?
How are
What's
you,
up, man?
Ohtani, I don't think he would be the villain. I think it would be Worley on the Dodgers that would be, because, I didn't even expect the $700 million contract. So when I saw that.
Yeah, nobody did. That was a shocker. Yeah. That was a shocker.
I was like, where they got money at? I don't know. But anyway. I think, like the last caller said, people are going to like Ohtani,
right?
And I just think it's going to be morally on the Dodgers, because yes, they were able to do it, and that's cool. But the fact that he deferred that money, and now he's allowing them to go get bigger names and everything else, so I can see what you all talking about with that LeBron James effect, giving back more to the team just so you can get more. And it does put a bullseye on you. I just do. I do believe that.
Right. Especially if they win, Chris.
I think a bullseye will be on them from other players maybe. But, right.
but if they win, though, you know what I mean?
I tend to lean toward there would be more heroes than villains.
I get it.
And it'd become like a circus. I think it'd be good for baseball, man.
Look at the buzz around him. I mean, it was.
Right. I don't think you could deny that story. I think it'd be undeniable. And baseball could use something like that.
ESPN, Chris, had a headline, The Decision, over it. I saw that. And then they put out when he's going to make his debut for those tickets. And then I heard the ticket scalp we're talking about. Standing room only tickets at Dodger Stadium, first game. This guy played in Anaheim for 6 years, Chris. Like, it ain't like he's coming to the United States for the first time. He's played in Anaheim for 6 years. His first game, $800 for standing room only tickets for the first game.
Yeah, I believe it. All right, Rob G, you got deferral numbers. We said Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman also deferred some of their contract. What were theirs?
Well, you guys mentioned Bobby Bonilla and other. Chris Davis deferred a lot of money. It seems like guys prefer deferring more money, though, for the Dodgers. Because Shohei Ohtani, 97%, of course. Mookie Betts, on his 12-year, $365 million contract, has deferred $120 million. It's about a third of it.
That's a good amount.
Freddie Freeman, 6 years, $162 million. Is deferring $57 million of it. So each guy's basically deferring 33.5% of
not
their
97,
contract.
Not 97, though. Right,
what I would say is this, though, and I don't think the players are doing this. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. To me, that money should be in its present day value. If I'm going to defer it 10 years,
well, the league might have
then
to
I
do
want
that,
it
Chris.
To be that level. They what?
The league
they
might have to
them.
Change. The league
oh,
might
right,
have to
right.
change.
So that $68 million he
so you
gets
defer,
in what 2035,
but it still counts. Right,
it will be worth $68 million in 2035. I mean, if you don't get any interest in counting inflation, that $68 million might be what $58 million or less.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's where That's the problem with deferring it unless you make sure you're getting that present day's value or right. that future day's value, I should say.
And that's why teams are willing to do it because
right exactly
like for when the they team, did with the great. Bobby Bonilla thing, Chris, that originally they owed him like $5 or $6 million. So now Bonilla is going to wind up offer that $5 or $6 million that the Mets owed him. He's going to wind up making $35 million, making $30 million more.
So they
than
only
the
owed
original.
Him $5 or $6 million
yes.
left. And what because he deferred it, they said we'll stretch it out.
That's
the way to do it.
Now that's the way to do it. So that $5 million turned into $35 million. He made $30 million by waiting on his money.
And you know, a lot of times athletes make. I don't know if this would have been his case, but you know, they need money. If they didn't make a ton of money playing,
July 1st,
they need
whenever
that
when day
they
is. I'm sure he looks at his bank account every July 1st.
Right. All right. We got Anthony Slater of The Athletic coming up. He covers the Warriors, so great time to talk to him. He'll be up in a few minutes, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest covers the Warriors for The Athletic, does a fantastic job. Anthony Slater, welcome to the iCouple, brother.
What's up?
Anything to talk about today, guys?
Just a little bit. I know,
hey,
right?
And thank you because we know you are really busy right now with yes. work. So we appreciate a few minutes. What do you think? I mean, I was saying minimum 10 games. Rob said he thinks it should be 20. I didn't hear anybody say indefinitely. What are your thoughts on this ruling?
I think it'll probably still end up landing in that kind of window that you guys are both talking about. But I think they just want a little bit more remorse from Draymond. And
right.
you know, I know there's a little bit of noise about, you know, maybe he sees some counseling or whatever. Like, there'll be multiple conversations, I'm sure, with Adam Silver over the next couple of weeks. But, you know, I don't think this is some type of thing where it's going to be February, March, and he's still, like, away from the team. So I do think it will be what you're talking about. They just didn't want to put an exact number on it.
But Chris and I talked about this as well. You know, like, we get the players' union, and they got to look out for their guy. But now he's potentially hurting other players with this kind of roughhousing and stepping on people and hitting people in the face and whatnot. You know what I mean? Like this is why we believe that the NBA had to do something this drastic to say that this cannot go on. And I can't imagine the players' union pushing back on this. Can you?
Yeah, I mean, I think an indefinite suspension. I know that the player union was like very involved today in the whole, you know, interview / decision process. I do agree with what you're saying. You know, Sabonis has obviously been negatively impacted. Gobert and now Nurkic.
Right.
But you know, you don't want to just, you know, whatever will allow you to suspend him as long as you want, take as much money from him as you want. They'll be involved in it. But, you know, I agree with you. Like, you know, you do need to protect all sides here.
What do you, like, I think that Steve Kerr and the Warriors in organization overall have been enablers of Draymond. I mean, this goes way back.
This goes back
to essentially the beginning of the dynasty.
And Steve Kerr makes excuses,
probably
Chris.
Cost them a championship in 2016. Yeah, like, I mean, first of all, how does Kerr deal with Draymond in these instances? And do you see anything changing going forward with the way they handle him?
You know, while I agree that they've kind of enabled him, I think they've been pretty transparent in it. I mean, they said the whole time, like, he just helps them win, and they want to win.
Right.
And sports is a cold-blooded industry, and, like, you just kind of, like, you know, like, he – when he punched Jordan Poole last year, there was a feeling like it was kind of over for Draymond Green with the Warriors. And he even publicly and privately thought it was kind of over. But then he was third in Defensive Player of the Year voting last year, and Jordan Poole had a bad season, and Draymond Green looked good, and they gave him a 4-year
contract. Yeah, but that didn't justify what went on. That was terrible.
No, I mean, I don't disagree, but like every time they've been asked about it, it's they'll be kind of trying to, like, if he's going to still help them potentially win, they're going to keep him around. Now, you can say if that's right or not. Maybe there is a breaking point. Maybe this ends up being the breaking point. His play has at least declined a little bit to where, you know, it's more reasonable. But the reality is he's probably still their second-best player. And he got re-signed this summer because Steph Curry wants to still win a title while his window is still open. And I think at this point, especially with what their tax bill is and how they currently look at 10-13 with all the declining, you know, players, you know, what's happening right now, maybe it is finally time, come deadline, to pull the trigger on Draymond's time. And with the Warriors, we'll see. But to answer your question, I mean, they've always just said, yeah, they've enabled it because they have four titles. And he's right at the heart of that. And that's just what it is, however you feel about that.
What's wrong with the team? Is it just declining players if you put your finger on what's happened here, guys just not playing as good as they did, or is there something deeper here?
Well, yeah, I mean, four of their five starters are, like, having horrible seasons, whereas Draymond is obviously, I don't think he's playing that poorly, but he's now been suspended or ejected 9 games, and it's, you know, another handful coming up. Klay Thompson, I mean, you guys have seen it. He's in a pretty deep slump.
Klay looks awful.
Yeah, he got benched last night for the first time ever and was kind of grumbling a little bit about that. Andrew Wiggins, this is the worst, you know, shooting scoring career or season of his career. He's kind of lost out there. Kevon Looney quietly is not having a very good season. That's four of your five starters. I don't know any NBA team that can survive when four of the five highest usage guys are having just, like, really bad detrimental seasons. I mean, honestly, they'd be worse than 10-13 if their bench, all their bench numbers are great.
They had like 60 points off the bench last night, yeah. Right?
Chris Paul's plus minus is through the roof. The rookie they got, Pajemski, I don't know how much you've seen of this guy, but he's actually been really good.
I saw it last night, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Kuminga's kind of coming on. I actually expect Kuminga to start moving forward just because of the way he's playing. Booty's having a very good third season. Like, they're being saved kind of by their youth, and honestly, Steve Kerr's shifting to their youth. He closed with all of them over the veterans last night, but look, four of your five most important players just are not good through 2 months.
But let me ask you this, Chris. Let me just follow up real quick. On Klay, is Klay messed up because he knows he's not getting the contract extension he wants? Is it, you know what I mean? Like, he saw what Draymond got, he wanted a contract, and now I think he realized he's not getting it. Is that what we're seeing here?
I mean, I think that maybe adds to him pressing a little bit, but this, you know, he's just at a stage of his career. He's had two massive, you know, leg injuries that we all know about, and he started off in a slump. And sure, maybe he's thinking a little bit about that, but I also, Klay's just like kind of proud and stubborn, and still believes that he should be considered among, you know, kind of the elite in the shooting guard position. And sometimes that can be a detriment because he comes into games believing, hey, tonight's the night I score 40, because he used to be able to just kind of turn it on in specific instances and score 40, and then, you know, last night he's 2-10 shooting. He gets pulled because he's clearly not one of the five best players late, and he's over on the bench. He's upset. He's, you know, kind of yelling about getting pulled, and it's like that's just the situation with him. But that's also what made him great, right? Like his stubbornness and belief. Like, think about they don't win that West Finals against Oklahoma City if he doesn't take outrageous shots against the Thunder but end up hitting 11-3. So, I don't know. I mean, these are just guys on the back end of their primes and – it was probably always going to end kind of ugly. You just didn't know the specifics. I think we're kind of starting to see the specifics.
Well, the one guy who obviously is playing tremendously is still Steph Curry. Yeah. And do you think, or you may just flat out know, is he a guy that is going to want to just finish his career with the Warriors, one team his entire career? And, you know, if they're not winning, so be it. Or is he, you know, do you think, whether it's them going young or Klay not being there next year, whatever the case, could you see a day where he's like, look, send me somewhere where I can win another championship or more championships? Could you ever see that day coming?
Well, to answer your original question, like, I do know, like, his preference is, like, he wants to be one franchise player, right? Yeah. Dirk Nowitzki, Derek Jeter, those are Kobe Bryant. Those are guys he's mentioned. Like, that's the type. That's how he envisioned his career ending. You know, a 20-plus year run where he's only known for one franchise and maybe sticks around and gets into ownership or something. Right. As far as the current moment, you know, one of the oddities of what's going on right now is, like, you know, the last couple of seasons, they tried to this like two timeline plan. You know, they used the draft pick on Wiseman, Kuminga, Moody, and they went too young, and Steph didn't necessarily love that, especially the way the youth wasn't performing. They actually kind of went a little bit more all in this summer. They traded Jordan Poole for Chris Paul. They gave Draymond Green the contract that Steph Curry was certainly a proponent of. He wanted veterans around his veterans to make a final push. And it's the veterans who are failing, but it's veterans who Steph Curry's always trusted and, like I said, has been a proponent of having around. So it's a little bit tougher for him to just turn and look at the front office right now and go, like, you know, this is on you. It's kind of been on the veterans. I mean, it's not even just, like, the Draymond suspension stuff. Like, they've been crumbling late in games with horrible turnovers. You guys might remember the Sacramento meltdown. Steph and Draymond had a, you know, kind of horrible combo turnover thing. Oklahoma City the other night when they blew another double-digit lead, it was a Steph turnover, a Draymond turnover, a bad Draymond foul in the last minute. Like, I think Steph will want to be part of a potential retool, and he's always going to be in on the conversations of what the roster looks like. But I just think, and he's rational enough to know this, it's tough for him to blame the organization right now when it's the play on the court from the guys that, you know, he trusts.
He wanted. Yeah, no, that makes sense. That makes sense.
All right.
Anthony Slater, the athletic, does a terrific job. Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
All right, fellas.
All right, later. More I Couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. We also are brought to you by Discover Card. And Discover wants everyone to feel special. That's why with your Discover Card, you've got access to 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability. All that means is you are never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. Rob, there was a report today from Tom Curran, longtime Boston writer, saying that Bill Belichick, the decision's already been made, and Bill Belichick will not be coaching the New England Patriots next year. What are your thoughts on this?
It's surprising, though, how little play it's really gotten if it's done. It's weird that nothing from the Boston Globe. I know, what is this, NBC Sports Boston, Chris, or something?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly.
Right, Rob G? Yeah. It's just, it just seems weird. Like, I'm not saying that it couldn't happen or it just seems weird that if he told people in the building, as from what I read or something, that he was out or whatever, God, I can't believe that the other people cover the Patriots, that they wouldn't have confirmed it. Do you know what I mean? ESPN, there was nothing today. Nah, very little. Yeah. Very little. What was there? I didn't see anything on their main page until hours later.
I mean, it's
later.
Been talked about on a lot of shows, but you're right. There haven't been a bunch of confirmations and, you know, things like that. I don't necessarily think it's a done deal, personally.
Right.
But I think it should be. And you and I have talked about this all season long. I don't think you fire Bill Belichick. Like, it just doesn't look good. He's an all-time great coach. But I think that this should be his last season in New England, without question. If I'm the Patriots, I do not want him back. And if I draft a young quarterback, I do not want him near that young quarterback. Now, I don't know that Mac Jones would have been a franchise quarterback going forward. And maybe still will be. But, you know, I'm not saying Mac Jones
is it him as
is
a,
great.
Is it him as a coach coaching these guys, Chris? Or is it he's not a great drafter of players?
Well, I think it's that.
You know what I mean?
But I also think the culture he sets is only – it's like, look, I've always compared him to Greg Popovich and the Patriots to the Spurs. And that culture, look, Popovich had Tim Duncan, all-time great player who bought into that culture, and it worked. Belichick had Tom Brady, all-time great player who bought into that culture, and it worked. But without those two guys, neither of these guys had done anything. And I'm not saying they're not great coaches. I'm just saying neither of these guys has done anything. Popovich looks horrible right now. And I'm not blaming it all on him, but some of it, you lost 17 straight games. You got the best young player in the league. And so
And not competitive, Chris.
It's just ridiculous. He's doing a horrible job.
Am I right? Competitive.
Belichick, ideally for the Patriots, if I'm them, I sit down, I say, look, we want to take away your front office duties. He's not going to like it. And so, okay, let's mutually part ways. Now, for some reason, Rob, he was like, okay, I'll just coach. If I'm the Patriots, I'm still like, look, Bill, we do want to move on. We don't want to fire you. We want you to go out with respect and dignity. But let's just call it a mutual parting of the ways if we can.
Right. Bill wants to spend more time with his – adult kids and family. How's that? You know when they always say,
yeah, if he's willing, you know, I think he's going to coach.
Isn't your son 35? Like, you know what they say?
Well, they air on his staff.
I know.
I think he's going to coach somewhere next year.
He's getting the record,
Chris. That will be fine.
He's not quitting without getting Don Shula's
record. Yeah, no, right. I agree with you on that. And I think if he goes to the right situation, he could win. I don't know about Super Bowl, but he could win a lot of games. But no, I don't think – you think he should be back? I don't think he should be back. I think it's time for both parties to move on.
It's hard to see. They can't fire
him. He's not going
to
win there.
I'm with you. He can't be fired, though.
Right. All right, keep it locked. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, next.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.